fucking bitch. Bitch. My foot in.
Did you join the podcast Star Trek?
Oh, shit. Well,
yeah.
Yeah!
I don't know. We have it last time. I hope it's on. Keep going. All right. What's the shit? Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Titan Talk. I'm your host, T. I'm your boy, T. And we got a new, what do we call him again? Special guest. Got Mr. Big Banzo. Ma Banzo here. I call him J. Fred, so you know. Hello, J. Fred. Big Banzo, how you doing tonight? Can you hear me? Hey, yo, nigga.
What?
This is why you don't really know about people. Say hello to people, dude. We are on a podcast, which is live right now.
Oh, so you didn't hear nothing I just said just a few minutes ago?
Not a damn word. That's why I'm asking.
Alrighty then. My name's Big Banzo, a.k.a. Banzo, a.k.a. That Funny Nigga, a.k.a. None of your damn business.
I didn't say self-promote. Maybe I said say hello. Never do business with black people. You tried to tell me. So this podcast, moving on. This is a weird ass start. So we all know next week is Christmas. And I'm going to try to talk a little louder. I don't know. I know they can't rewatch, so I'm going to talk a little louder. So, you know, this podcast, we get on here and we just talk about random things, random topics, whatever comes to mind. Topic I posted in Instagram, what's it called? Instagram story or some shit like that. Or Instagram live. I think it was live and I put it on my story. I'm not really much for the Instagram lives and stories and all that, but I don't really do all that because I'm not really a social person. I only do it for the fun of it, but I basically gave up. I've been dealing with this for 11 years, going on 12. Next year will be 12 years. I've been dealing with this situation, and I made it on Instagram, and I basically, it wasn't a pity party. You know, people host on social media and stuff, and just get attention and pity party and all that. Mm-hmm. But basically, the premise of the stream, and not even know this, but seeing that I'm getting older, I don't care as much. So, and my family doesn't really know much because I don't really tell them much. But it's like I'm a very introvert person, even though the way I act and stuff, I'm very introverted. And I really like to, if you know me, and I always say I hate people. And I think that's how I hate people. And people in school say, oh, how do you hate people? You are a person. It's not in the literal sense of I hate people. I just hate what people do. And I just hate, in general, people. Shit people do. Humans in general, we're just fucking retarded. So, but I'm on topic. I made an Instagram story about my depression. I've been suffering from depression since I was about 9, 10 years old. Give or take. I'm just ballparking it. But about that age, maybe earlier, maybe older, slightly older, I don't know. But I know it was before I was like 12. So before 12, so I'm just going to ballpark it between 9 and 10 years old. I developed depression, and I've been suffering from depression for quite some time. And I'm not saying it's getting worse, but I'm not saying it's getting better. And I touched on a lot of different situations about relationships and friendships and all the things that that hurt deep down that I don't really speak up on. But before I get to any more on suspicion, Mob, on this podcast, it's not like Aftermath where I ask you a question. If you have anything to say, just speak. You know what I'm saying? Cut me off to start talking. You know what I'm saying? We don't sit here. It's constant motion, you know? If you got anything to say, you got anything to add, or you have any questions or whatever, just shoot.
I mean, yeah, I kind of do understand when you're talking about the depression and stuff, because most recently I've been going through a whole bunch of shit. Due to the fucking COVID, I can't go and see my mom on fucking Christmas like I wanted to. So that's kind of like making me feel like my sister or my other part of my family doesn't want me over there. And, you know, I just, like, literally a few days ago, my aunt passed. So it was like a whole bunch of shit just like weighing down on me. I'm just like, what the fuck? So it's basically a lot. It's the thing of people saying, get in the holiday spirit. I can't really do that due to the fact that all this shit is happening close to the fucking holidays. Plus this fucking COVID shit. Which is...
Speaking on holiday spirit, one of the good people that live in the place I work at, he asked me, he's actually the maintenance dude that works here. He told me, hey, basically we talk about holidays and shit. And I told him, like, I don't really do holidays. He doesn't do holidays anymore, and I don't really do holidays. I only do it now is for my nieces and nephews and cousins, the baby in the family. I only do it for the kids. Because holidays, it's not even, yeah, it's with the COVID-19 and all this other bullshit around the world. That too, and it's plus my age, and plus it's just, we all know that Santa Claus ain't real.
Hey, you might have some little kids listen to this, so you might not want to say that.
I'm just ballparking, you know. If us kids ain't supposed to listen to my goddamn podcast, bad kid.
You don't know.
12 and up. 12 and up. Shit. If you're 11, you might get by. But
a 12-year-old, you know, still don't need to know that. They probably still think that Santa Claus is real. Hey,
you still believe in Santa Claus?
No.
Catch me outside. That. I'm going to show you Santa Claus real quick. I got a reindeer and a sleigh. Which one we hit with first? I'm just playing. But it's like, I don't really, it's like, you know, I don't, it's all fake. Like, they literally took, and thing is, I'm a Christian, and I've never believed in Santa Claus. I just wrote lists. And thing is, when I was a kid, I never wrote a list to Santa Claus. I wrote a list to my peoples. Like, yo, nigga, I want this. I wrote like a 5-page. I mean, once I was in school, it took me 2 days. I wrote 5 pages, front and back, of shit I want. I got half of that shit. I was surprised. I got half the shit was on my paper. I was like, okay, respect. And I was like 9, 8. It was between like 7, between 7 and 9. But it's like back when I was a kid, oh yeah, we all believe in Santa. But as you get older, it's just it's a corporate scam. Saying, oh yeah, that fat husky white dude is gonna come down your chimney and put presents on your door. Come to my house now, I'm gonna shoot.
I didn't believe that shit because due to the fact of certain situations. One, I basically found out when I was probably 11, around 11 to 12, around 11 to 12 that Santa Claus wasn't real because me, my mom, and her peoples went to Walmart. And we, my mother told me to stay in the game aisle. You know how they have the control aisle. The little TV, and you just play the game that's on that thing right there.
Mm.
Yeah, she told me to stay there. So I stayed there for a while, but eventually, first of all, I have ADHD. So therefore, I didn't know that then. I know that now. So eventually I got fucking bored. And I wanted to see what the fuck was going on. Why the fuck they told me to stay there. And lo and behold, I saw my mom in the toy aisle putting something that I said I fucking wanted in the fucking basket. And I just went like...
See, what happened was mama was holding the toys for Santa. You know what I'm saying? See, Santa...
That's some bullshit. Nigga, that's bullshit. She brought the shit. She brought the fucking thing. Like, I saw her buy it. It was already too late. She just went like, fuck it. Be surprised when you get it.
Hey, she like, yo, listen, I'm one of Santa's elves. And I didn't want you to find out this way.
You and, know, I was surprised when I got it because I also have short-term memory. So, therefore, I can't really remember that much of everything that happened.
I think that's why I still have my depression. Because I got hit by a car in 8th grade. Yeah, I skipped 7th grade.
Okay. Let me put it like this. I don't have short-term memory. It's just certain shit I can remember and certain shit I can't remember. It's like I can remember some shit that's from a long time ago, but then when somebody else talks about something else, I can't remember that shit, but they say that I was there. So I'm just going like, okay.
Big month again shit, literally before I came to work today, we're going to talk back to the depression. I ain't done talking about that. But I left the house to go get lettuce for my turtle. I bought wings, stuff from my uncle and all them. I never bought the lettuce. And then I went back out to the store because I bought a cream soda from my uncle. Mm-hmm. And I walked out the store. I never took the soda. So I had to go back to the store. I'm like, I had no music in my ear, nothing. And that's what my family don't understand. Like, I don't forget shit on purpose. I just don't remember shit. Like, literally, I said I'm going to go to the store. I really went to the store for one thing only. Lettuce. I came back with everything but lettuce. And then, like, I bought a soda, walked out without soda, and it both happened within 20 minutes of each other. So I'm like, well, I got hit by a car, and my shit is fucked, and they don't believe me. No, no. But Santa Claus is a bitch, though. I don't care. If he is real, pull up on a nigga. Bring the Easter Bunny. Leave the Grinch home. Bring everybody else. If the Grinch come by, then we might have to throw a hand. I'm sorry. But, what was I saying? So it's some things that happened at a young age that that happened, but you know, I told y'all, I told you and I told Future and everyone else that a lot of the people know that I have split personalities. And when I made that statement that I no longer have them, that was not a statement to you. That was a statement to myself. And that's why I told you that. That's why when I went back and corrected myself, I was correcting you. And I was also, the statement I made was not to you guys. It was at that point, I was talking to myself. Because for years, I've been trying to. I've now have not control, but I have complete understanding of my other selves. I call them. I used to have a thing. I'm gonna give it to that. But deal with the depression. This is. I never really had true friends and all that. And it's a whole lot of story. I don't want to get into it. But growing up, I had some things happen to me at a young age and all that. You can fill in the blanks. And I don't really speak on it because that's. And the person who did it is still walking this earth, and I'm not gonna say it on stream, but and I developed these other personas, these other me's, and they each, and it's about 15 of them. It's a lot of them. A few of them are quiet now, but growing up, I had a lot of them motherfuckers. And I used to have a thing with it was four other personalities of mine that I called the council, and I used to talk to them, and they used to help me with coping with the other selves. And I still have problems with my other selves, and I still talk to myself, and it's a whole big thing. But it's like these other, and when I said, okay, I have control, or I don't have the split personalities or anything. That was a phrase to me saying, basically, because I had basically a personality slip where I wasn't, because that was after the car. Actually, I got hit by a car. I had these things called reality slips. You know, I don't think I ever told you about this, but it was like a year or so before I met you. I was playing the game with my friends, and literally my surroundings, everything just shut down. I can't explain it, but literally everything, my body, my mind, everything that was around me, everything literally shut down for like a few seconds. I can't feel nothing. I didn't know nothing. Everything was literally blank, and I came to, and then I couldn't explain the feelings, but my friends instantly knew that I wasn't joking because the way I was talking. I can't remember the conversation we had, but I don't talk to them anymore, but they were the first people to actually experience me in time having a reality slip. And that's when I was battling my other personalities. And I have these current these things, and that's another serious part of my depression is my reality slips. When I can't cope with all my feelings at one time, and then I try to balance them, then all my feelings come. So it's a lot that goes into my type of depression and all that. And I don't talk much about it because I don't want people to think, oh, I'm being a pity party or anything. Because, you know, I don't take these things seriously. And that's why I don't listen to all these musicians and all that. But like, back to what I'm saying is, like, I know a lot of people battle with depression, and a lot of people have their stories, and I have my stories, but I will never tell my story because I'm forcing myself to choose to forget it. And when I do think about it, yeah, it hurts. But I'm saying right now, one of the me's, I'm gonna say the bad me, the one that literally is the worst of all of my other personas. I like give them other names too, basically, because they're me, but they're my other emotions separate. It's this whole lot of thing, but it's like I've been talking to them like this for so long that it's seemed normal, and it's real. You know, people may think I'm just joking about the way I talk about them, but no, they actually exist in my head, and I can't see them, but I can sense them. You know, but the person that did what they did, I want to kill them. And I noticed that I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to say it. I want to take them out. And I've been planning it for some time, and maybe I do, maybe I don't. But it's like, I don't say a lot. And that's why I don't like to argue, you know, because arguments bring the migraines, and the migraines bring depression, and depression, and that's why I drink. So, Mom, now you know that's why I drink. That's why I don't smoke. Smoke does not help me. Being high does not help my depression. Drinking does. Drinking gives me the sense of, okay, I can feel the liquor in my body. I can feel the burn. I can feel it's the sensation. I can just, it's not, I know it sounds somewhat sexual and somewhat kinky, but and sadistic, but it's just the burning sensation of the liquor, the alcohol going down, like my going down, going inside, and just, wow, the breathing and all that. It's just, it helps me. And with the music I listen to and the way I act and talk, the way I'm on a video game, that's my center, that's my whole. Okay, when I'm not on a game, I'm just me. That's a different me. And when I'm in person, you see me in the house with my family, I'm a different person. And when you see me out in public with my friends, I'm a different person. See me in public by myself, I'm a different person. I'm a different person in different aspects of my life because I don't know how to be that one guy. You know, I can't be, that normal person. That's why I am single. I keep saying I'm single by choice, and that is true. But I'm also single because I know for a fact that the women that I can go for aren't going to be good for me. And the people I hang out with aren't going to be good for me. That's why I don't hang out with people. I'm 21 years old, and I stay in my room, stay in the house to myself because I know it's best for everyone else. But you about to say something?
No, I was just saying that the alcohol situation, the way you're saying it was kind of sus, my guy.
Vote me off, then. I'll say it again. Shit, it's like, and I know my aunt, she's a fucking alcoholic. Okay, I love you. I ain't gonna say your name, but you an alcoholic. I love you though. You my family and I love you, but I ain't gonna say your name. But listen, you's an alcoholic. I'm a drunk. It's the difference. Now alcoholics and drunks is a different thing. Alcoholics got problems. Drunks just do it because we trying to get over some shit. Okay, I'm just trying to drink the pain away. You just drink because you want to drink the way. I want to drink the pain away. You want to drink the bottle away. Get it right. But it's like, yeah, I have my problems. And, you know, the boys, I'm going to say the boys, you know, we the boys got that one problem that we can't, you know, shake so easily, you know. The boys know what I'm talking about, then, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm playing my game right now, but yeah, I guess.
I don't think we can say it on air, but Mia Khalifa. Go say that name. That should be the laser pointer to what I'm trying to talk about. But it's like I'm a happy-go-lucky, and I sit in my depression, and yeah, I hate everybody. I hate a lot of things. I hate Fortnite the most, but I hate a lot of things. Oh yeah, ironically, I play Fortnite now. No, I don't play Fortnite. Let me get it right. Before this shit goes on to Spotify and all that shit, I hate Fortnite, and I don't play Fortnite. But I do have Fortnite downloaded, and I will be playing it. Because I'm waiting for me to get Call of Duty. So until I get Call of Duty, and plus there's no other good battle royales
speaking of getting games and shit, speaking of that, they said that they're supposed to be having what you call another stimulus check coming through.
I want my check, Trump. What my shit?
They said it's probably gonna be up to like $600. How the fuck? How the fuck is that supposed to help niggas that have kids that don't work? That and I mean, like, it will help. It's gonna help me. It's gonna fucking help me because I know what to fucking do with my money. I'm not stupid, but you know, you got certain people that are stupid.
I love,
and you know,
hey, listen. I love the kids. I love families. I don't give a shit what they gonna do. Give me my money.
This is like I already know what I'm gonna do with my money, but that's the difference between me knowing what I'm gonna do with my money and other people knowing what the fuck they're gonna do with their shit. I obviously don't really care. I don't care, but I do care because like certain situations of what if this person doesn't have what this person needs, and then they have to resort to other things.
Prostitution is not that bad.
I'm not talking about that, but okay,
I'll never go prostitute. What you mean? Hey, baby girl, pay me, I fuck.
Wow.
Simple as that, I'm sorry.
Okay.
What? I'll definitely process my body. Because I know I got it like that. But I have a $200-something
okay, Mia Khalifa.
Overdraw on my bank account. Thank you, whoever stole my goddamn wallet at the YMCA in 2019. Thank you, old lady that was in the bathroom, that left my wallet in the bathroom. You stole my wallet. I know who you are, lady, and I'm hunting you down. But so I left my wallet in the bathroom and
fucking wallet in the gut.
Nigga, it ain't my fault. I was changing my clothes and I usually take my wallet out. and put it in my other pants. But this time, my dumbass didn't put it in my pocket. And I thought I did. You know how you put something somewhere, you think you put it somewhere, but it wasn't the way you put it. You put it somewhere else. You don't remember where you put it, you know, you put it somewhere else. So I put it somewhere else, and that's why I put it in my pocket. So when I went back to the bathroom, it was going, my wallet was going. Now I have a $200-something overdraft on my fucking account. Now I got to pay to actually pull my account back up. So right now, I have no bank account. Thank you, ladies. So I got that wallet. I know it was you. I know it was you. I don't know who you is. I don't know where you at. I'm looking for your ass. I'll beat you with your cane.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a personal problem. Because, you know.
Of course it's a personal problem. Nigga, who else lost their wallet? Nobody. I did. So shut the fuck up. I'll fight you with this wallet. I swear to God. Saying, I'll fight you.
You talking about something.
I didn't say it was nobody else's problem. I'm talking to that lady that stole my wallet.
I didn't say it wasn't your problem. I just...
No, but you said it's like a personal problem. That means you say, oh, it's just your problem. No, people need to know that this old lady out there is stealing wallets. If I see her, I'm going to break my foot up in her ass. With love.
Did this nigga...
And physical...
Did you just say with love?
Yeah, I'm going to break my foot up her ass with love and brute force. Yeah. I'm kidding you with kindness.
Okay.
And a fucking tin. Oh. But back to real shit, though.
I mean, that's yeah, so, like it was real shit. Because you don't have your wallet now.
Nigga, no, I have a new wallet. I have a new idea. I have everything. I was doing anything. You really don't sit here looking for that lady? No. Nigga, I ain't never going. And the bad thing is, I bought a new wallet, too. And that was a dope-ass wallet. And that was a wallet I just bought, too. I had it shit for like a month. No, so with this fucking $100 bill wallet. Yes, my wallet is $100. My wallet is legit $100 bill. It's a long story. But, yeah. And this is, I had this crush on this girl. We became friends, long story. And, and plus the other girl, too. Two girls.
Wow.
I'm about to say your names. Your identity. Don't ever speak on that fucking video. I literally sat there. Well, I watched the video at least 5 times in my entire life. And the last time I watched it, I literally sat there and I watched from beginning to end. I never blinked. I never moved. I wanted to shoot. I wanted to. And I ain't trying to disrespect the dead or anything, but I'm about to Robert Williams myself, my nigga. I'm about to Kurt Cobain my shit. Like, my nigga. I wanted to fucking kill myself. That is the most disturbing. Even if they are... I hope they're... Now, this is going to be leading to a fucked up joke here. I bet if they both die, they won't even go to hell. They're going to be sitting outside of hell. They can't... They are not allowed to be in hell for what they did. Yeah. You sit right there. Like, Two Girls, One Cup was the most disgusting video in mankind history. Like, all right, man. Have a good night, man. I don't know who directed that video. I don't know who those girls was, but they need to be shot on sight. Like, I can smell the video. I can smell the video.
What the fuck? You said I can smell the video.
You know, the worst thing about that video, it wasn't even the throwing up on each other. It wasn't even shit in the glass. You know what it was? It was them eating this shit. I'm okay with y'all eating each other throw up and shit. I'm okay with that. That can be some kinky shit. I can probably get behind that eating each other throw up. That's okay. Spitting all that, it's kind of mandatory when you having rough make out sex. But shit? You must be shitting me. Shit. This is the shittiest podcast we've ever done because this is some bullshit. Okay, like this is just straight up shit. This is a shitty situation right now. Okay, like I don't give a shit what y'all talking about or what the fuck y'all thinking. but I want to punch whoever made that video in his shit. Okay? What other shit metaphor can I use? Because I'm running out of shits right now, okay? Because I'm about to lose my shit. Because I have never seen so much shit in one video. And I watched a lot of punning videos my day. And that shit was more entertaining than Two Good One Cup. Because I can't believe it is that shit on the internet. Please say something, because I'm running out of shit metaphors.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You put me in a shitty situation, okay?
You, shit.
You brought that video, bro. Two girls, one cup. Is that a burger on the bag? That's a burger on the bag. But it's like, my fucking lips is drooling and shit. You know, according to your mom's get all wet and juicy. Hate that shit. All of my saliva, all collecting, according to my mouth, like, yeah, we all about the party. But, oh, fuck, bro. That video, man. I'd rather watch some dude get kicked in the nuts with a fucking Tim Booba husky bodybuilding chick than watch that shit.
First of all,
like,
that video that you like sent me the other day. Well, not the video, but the female that's going around all the that buff bitch. That buff bitch.
Oh yeah.
We all know that buff bitch. I would not. I would definitely not, because that is like, what the fuck is that?
She might get it. She literally probably give a mean ass hand job.
She looks detrimental to my health.
And listen, I'm gonna die happy and I'm gonna die strong. Literally. She probably a bitch. I like it on. She probably had a writer, not the righty. Yeah, she probably a writer. Okay. Never. These are three types of women you're never supposed to have. These three women you're never supposed to let ride you. So, nope. They cannot do cowgirl if they are in these three categories. Bodybuilder. I'm not hating on your women out there, but obese and bony women. If you are bony, big, and buff, if you are bony, big, and buff, do not ride us, okay? For one good reason, it does not look good for you. And it definitely don't look good for us. If they feel good, but if you look at us in the mirror, we both will be in shame. Now, average girls, y'all get away with it, okay? Y'all get away with it. Just if you bony, let me ride you. BBW, I'ma ride you. Buff, we're gonna have to talk about this. Guess it's just some ground rules. What about you, Ma? Would you let a big buff bony big girl in?
My girlfriend is a BBW, so I kind of have.
So she gonna be so is she a writer or a righty?
I mean, she's kind of in between. She's not that big, so she can ride me. So
we pray for you, my son.
I said she's not that big, so that's the difference. If you're not that.
The boys,
if you're not that fucking big, then I'm fine with it. But if you like big as a bitch, big as a house, we ain't gonna be. We
damn.
Ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, big as a bitch. You tell me, that's crazy. But
you a little bit.
I'm not backing on the women.
You can't be you a little bit too big.
Hefty. Got on the women. Now let's. I'm trying to fool in the wound here. Damn. And then we talk about the women. We do this. If we talk about the women, we got to talk about the men too. Now, niggas, stop thinking y'all doing it right every time. Just because you feeling it don't mean you killing it, okay? Just because you making that, just like you hearing this, don't mean you doing something. That's just her ass hitting your body. Trust me. A nigga knows. Like, you ever see those type of niggas that be trying to go ham? Hey, you ain't even doing shit.
I did that before, but she came before I did, so we kind of had a problem at that point.
Ain't nothing worse than having a man come first. I know I'm enough first. I'm gonna tell my wife, like, listen, even for, I'm gonna tell my girlfriend, like, listen, then we ever get married someday.
Because I freaking masturbated like 2 times before I came over there.
You think about me and masturbate? I don't know. No, that's gonna be for another video because that's a big topic. Okay. Mob, you can keep talking and I'll be back.
It's kind of a big situation, but ladies, some guys like to you know, nut. So don't just sit here and suspect us to go like, oh yeah, we're happy with this, with the situation that you have put upon us. If I don't bust no nut, then there's gonna be some problems. That's just it. It's not me being a dick. It's just me being me. I need you to let the things commence. Let these things happen. But yeah.
What is he doing? So what are we talking about?
Oh, we were still talking about the same thing. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, dudes.
I was talking about
females. Please, so stop it.
About being
a so
person.
I'm talking about the dudes.
To talk about some. Oh, why should not first? Like, you know, sometimes we like satisfaction too, but you know, we can't really get that if you nut and then go to sleep.
No. Listen, when we men, we are prone to go to sleep
because all of the
testosterone. Oh, female, wherever female goes to sleep after sex, you need to go get a DNA test. Think about it.
Because that's some bullshit.
Even in porn. I think all women should never go to sleep after sex. Because you have a job afterwards.
What?
Have to cook. Yeah, I know y'all gonna hate you. Listen. That's I believe that women are better cooks after sex. Because y'all happier. But men, y'all need to stop it. We need to stop it. Cause we not always killing the pussy. Just because we hearing the clap and all moans aren't real. Sorry to say it. I've seen a few porns. Sorry, a few adult videos.
He said adult videos.
I've seen a few adult videos in my day of girls not being into it, you know? You know that meme, get into it, whatever, how I'm like saying it right now? But yeah, they weren't into it. They wasn't into the activity of the evening. And I swear, boy, though, he was at the Olympics or something. He was, whew, my man was going and going and going until it was over. And I just laughed like, yo, you didn't even do shit, but you didn't kill it. And the comment section was killing that nigga. But it's like, just because we hearing a clap and she's moaning, don't mean we doing nothing, bro.
I mean, I kind of
know. Oh, yeah, so, already, speaking of this, some girl, well, my ex-girlfriend, we used to, I forget we're on a podcast. So she wants me to, is this shit? I got to check. I got to edit. I got to make sure this shit is 18 and up. And I got to make sure, like, what I can and can't say. I got to do a lot. I'm definitely.
Yeah.
It's another podcast thing. So I don't know. I got fired. I know, but I've got to make sure that, because I'm not saying it happens if I want to say, because I don't know if the audience can take it. I'll figure it out. But so she likes me to moan during
the fuck?
PH. All right, so you know what PH is, right?
No, I don't.
Just ballpark. Think about it. Ballpark it. What is two PH? What is those two letters? Ballpark it.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Phone blank. That.
Oh.
Yeah. So she wanted, so I did it. Listen. So I did it a few times and stuff, and it wasn't just her, it was a few other girls I did it with. Listen, don't judge me. Okay, don't judge me. PS is a lot of, it's I'm grown, okay? Judging me and shit. But she didn't want me to moan and shit. Like, I'm okay with moaning during sex. Just don't tell me to do it. You tell me to do it. This is, I don't want to do it. At first, I was okay with it. I was gearing up for it. And my engine is revving. Then you just killed me. You're like, get ready to go somewhere. And then you realize, or something happens that just kills your vibe. You don't want to go nowhere anymore. That's how it feels when they tell me to moan. I'm like, yeah, listen, if we're gonna do this, you're gonna start trying to tell me what to do. Speaking of that, have you ever like was doing stuff and it just goes away and they just get like hella limp? Like,
yeah, that happened to me on multiple occasions. Why? I don't know why. Actually, that happened to me because I was actually in the middle of playing a game, and then I just wanted to do it, and the game got good, and then I just went like, fuck it. I'm not even going to fucking do that anymore.
All right, so...
I just started playing the fucking game, and after that, it just, like, it was done. It was... All
right. I have a secret confession to make. Okay, so I have three confessions to make. One, I have these two cousins. Never mind.
No, we're not going with that.
I can't say it on this podcast though. That's for another thing. But I have two confessions to make. I'll tell you the other confession when we get an Xbox party someday. If you remind me. One confession is when I kill people in video games, I get hard. I get turned on. Yes, I have a very deep dark. I have a pleasure in killing. If I think about killing, or I kill someone on a game, or I commit a lot of violence, your boy gets stiffy. It just happens. I can literally be playing GTA and then I blow up a few people in. Jimmy's saying, yo, what's good, my nigga? Like, you know, I don't know. Jimmy just liked that type of shit. And my other confession, you know GTA strippers, right? Never cared for them. Hate them. Fucking hate strippers. I hate the GTA strippers. But the prostitutes, yeesh. I hate them too, but they're more tolerable. And
don't tell my me you guilty. Beat your dick to your character getting fucked by a prostitute.
I'm trying to be as explicit as possible, and you just flat out said, "Don't tell me you beat your dick." Like, nigga, I'm trying to be as covert as possible. You just gonna play the scene.
I don't sugarcoat much of anything.
Alright, so this is already out there. I'm trying to sugarcoat it. I don't wanna get fucked up. Fuck it. Listen. Yeah, I beat my dick on numerous occasions to the okay. Yes, I have. I haven't done it in a while, but In previous times, I definitely smacked to the prostitutes. And this is when I was younger. You know Bully?
Yes, the game, yes.
Yeah, and you know when you can make out with the chick?
Yeah.
That too.
Okay.
That too. Yeah. And you know, Lollipop Chainsaw? I'm not even going to go on saying I didn't, it wasn't to the game. It was to her pictures.
Her
pictures. She was raised at, yeah, Lollipop Chainsaw. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know Victoria's Secret models? You used to get the Victoria's Secret catalog? Question.
I didn't get it. Catalog. How the fuck Victoria's Secret? So I don't know what the word.
Oh no, we used to. That was like 2014, 20, never got like 2013, 2014.
That ever.
But we did. Well, we did. Well, my family members did, and I happened to come across them. And they put the commission. Listen, I just turned 13. I was like 13, 14. I literally just discovered masturbation. And it was like heaven to me. Now it's like, yo, at this point, I don't even care. No more. I don't even want to do it no more. It's like, yo, where the pussy at? You know, I've been going strong for 7 years. Is it? No. 8 years. 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah. I've been going army strong for 8 years. That's probably why I'm physically stronger. That's probably why I'm physically strong now. I've been training for 8 years straight. I'm right-handed, though. But my left arm... That's weird. I'm right-handed, but my left arm is stronger. I will never understand the part of that joke. It's a joke, but it's true. It's a true joke. It's true. My left arm is stronger than my right arm. I use my right arm for almost everything. But it's weird. But we have 47 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah. You're gonna have to switch the subject.
So what was his name again? Stuart from Jesse on Disney Channel.
I guess.
So, he's a she now. Everyone knows that. So, I think he's about 18 now. So, is it... Okay, now, Baldwin, we're going to ballpark this situation. And this may come up in a recurring another next episode, whatever. But, would it be wrong? Like, is it... Like, dude, if you see the pictures of her now, bro, was like... Some people say that if they are a chick now and you know that they were a guy, it's still gay. And then the other party says, okay, it's not gay because they are a woman now. Where do you stand on the situation? Are you left or are you right? Or are you innocent? The left side is, okay, it's still gay because they were a guy. Right side, it's okay because they are a chick now. And middle is either you don't care or you are conflicted and you don't understand what the fuck's going on with the world.
I don't care. Go ahead.
There's no longer an option.
Literally, their bodies. Let them do what the fuck they want to do with it. I'm not going to be the person to go like, oh yeah, 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 yeah. I will have sex with you. No, because you were a dude. But you can gladly do whatever you want to do with your body. It's up to you, but it's I can't tell you not to do. It's your
they
shit.
Body. They want to put their body with your body. They're gonna put their body with your body. Damn. You said anything?
No, I'm not contradicting anything. I said can do anything with their body, but
they want to put their body on your body.
I literally told. I literally just said
I stand with
that. No, because one, you were a guy, and two, no.
Word was okay. A guy. But I stand like, you know. Like,
I don't want to interrupt you, I'm sorry.
You're right. Yeah, what's your apartment number? 212. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry. I'm only here like today, tomorrow morning, and I forgot that. Before I forget.
I'm about to say, where are they about to just go collide? I will walk 500, then I will walk 500 more just to be here. Wow, that's a lot of traffic. Wow. A lot of traffic in that one area. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. That felt weird. Introduce you to the sound of my chewing. You know what really grinds my gears? Trying to play a game and it does not fucking work. That's an Xbox for you. You know what really grinds my gears? How PCs are better than consoles. It's really fucking messed up. Why can't Microsoft do a good ass job with the Xbox and do the same thing they do for PCs with the Xbox? Makes no sense. Literally Microsoft. You're literally doing the same shit. But it's nothing different. shit you put in the PC in the fucking console. It's not that fucking hard. And what is the war? What's the war between the PlayStation and the Xbox? There is no war. Y'all both are good at what y'all do.
That's probably it. Thank you.
What the fuck? Thanks so much. But this is pissing me off. I'm trying to play Dragon Age and I can't play Dragon Age because it won't start.
Calvin, what the hell are you doing?
I'm trying to play
Dragon Age. I apologize.
It doesn't want to work because it keeps on popping up.
So you start making well meeting calls. But like, I can't play my game, so I'm gonna start making meeting calls.
No, I was talking about what the fuck is this war between PlayStation and Xbox. It's not really a war. Because both of them are good at what they do. And
the console now listen, this console war has been going on for centuries. Okay. Now that's for another episode, but the console war has been going on longer than GTA 5 has been out. Okay. We win on console wars to end. I win on GTA 6 to drop.
Whatever happened?
It ain't never gonna happen. It ain't never gonna happen. That shit died so soon for the best. Green Gang won now. Fuck Purple Gang. So yeah. So console wars, they're just all between what brand's better. And I was on Team Green. Fuck the Knicks. Team Blue, nigga. Holla at me. I turned on y'all, Knicks. But I think I'm in between both. Yeah, it's gay and... Yeah. Hear me out. Some of them, we're looking pretty good. They look pretty good. I'm just a man of facts here.
I mean,
and I think I'm
PlayStation controller has more of a base around it now, due to the fact that you can feel the force on the game through your controller.
Mr. Banzo, I believe that we have just entered the part of the conversation where we are talking about two completely different things.
What are you talking about?
About sex, guys getting sex changes and vice versa.
That fucking situation. I'm not talking about that. I was talking about PlayStation and their controller.
We have this. Well, basically, in the same sense, you know, if Xbox started looking like PlayStation and PlayStation looking like Xbox, are you still going to play PlayStation because it looks like Xbox? Or are you going to stop because it looks like PlayStation? Because now Xbox looks like PlayStation.
That's a whole different situation.
You know, like, see, still, but think about it. So let's say PlayStation just happens to make an Xbox, make a system that looks just like the Xbox, but it doesn't play like Xbox or anything. We still have fun. And vice versa. So would you still play the PlayStation because it looks like the Xbox? It plays completely different from the Xbox.
It's a whole different situation, though. Because you're talking about...
No, answer the question. Would you? Just know to answer the question. You'll get where I'm going with it. You'll get where I'm trying to go with it. It's the same conversation. I'm just using it as an analogy. I use weird analogies to better my price answer. Would you still have fun with that PlayStation, even though it looks like the Xbox, exactly identical, but it plays
I played nothing like the Xbox. So it really wouldn't matter to me.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if PlayStation came out tomorrow with an Xbox, I mean, PlayStation that looks just like the Xbox and everything, but it plays nothing like the Xbox. I'm not going to say better or worse, but it plays nothing like the Xbox. But you know it's a PlayStation, but it looks like an Xbox. It was something, it is from something else, but now it looks like this. Okay? Would you still play it, or would you not play it because you hate Xbox? Basically. That's coming from a PlayStation standpoint. And Xbox.
Yeah, because it's still a console. It's not a fucking, it's no different. It's just the look. That's it. It's still a fucking PlayStation.
Exactly. Now, we use a reference in a sex change. A guy who now looks like a chick and all that, and a chick looks like a guy and all that. Would you still treat them as that gender, or would you give them a chance for this new position in their life? You know? Because now they were a man, and now they look and act and all that like a female.
And vice versa. What the fuck does that have to do with a fucking console?
Because it just stands like, basically, yes or no?
They were a dude to begin with. Yep. So I'm going to treat them
so you a different a chick,
type of way.
So if it's a chick, so you're telling me
it's going so if to a be chick a friendly conversation. Guy, that's it.
I'm not saying you had to fuck them or anything. I'm just saying, would you still treat them as a chick if they were born a man, and if a chick was born, a chick became a man, would you treat them as a man or a female? See, like, for the PlayStation, would you still treat that and still love PlayStation, you know, it looks just like Xbox, or would you treat them differently because, okay, you're PlayStation. Why are you looking at, why are you making shit that looks like Xbox? And for the sex changes, like, you were a man. Now you're a woman. Now I'm going to treat you like a woman and try to accept you that way. And for the women, the men. Will I treat you like a man and accept you? Or what?
You can't treat
everybody.
You can't treat a woman.
That's the question. I'm not saying would you
they'll turn into a man like a man, because then they're going to pull the card of they was a woman to begin with. Let me finish. You chose.
Who personally? How you?
To be. Opposite gender, you chose to be a man. So if you start cursing at me and start insulting then you should suspect to get these fucking hands.
But see, I'm not talking in that sense right there. And sometimes it's not even their choice to be that. Sometimes people don't choose to be that gender. It's just how they feel. And they say, okay, yeah, I feel like I'm a woman, and I believe in my soul that I'm a woman.
It's not really going
to... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about, oh, they're going to put that card. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, would you personally treat them a certain way? Fuck what they're going to do, because not all people put that type of card on you. That's only one that actually don't do.
There's certain...
No, I'm just saying, no, that's the thing. If you know, like that's a bro Josie told her that she played Stewart. She played Stewart on Destiny, and now he is a she, and she looked good. I'm just saying she looked good, but that's not the point. Listen, I didn't do okay, but like now it's chicks. So like, would you treat some people? Not some people. Would you treat them like who they are now, or would you still treat them like who they were? I'm not talking about fighting and all that. I'm not talking about all that bullshit. I'm talking about if you just know that they are you.
Like
were, let's say I was a chick.
Let me put it like this.
I was born to do that.
I'm going to go to the Bible. Treat a person how you want to be treated. I'm going to treat them as if they wanted to be treated like a woman or a man. If they are a woman that turned into a man, I'm going to treat them like a man. If they're a man that turned into a woman, then I'm going to treat them like a woman.
That was the question. That was the entire question. I'm like, would you treat them the way they're at? Like, that's that was
because I'm not going to sit here and pass judgment on anybody because it's not my place to pass judgment.
Yeah, but now you kind of digging yourself because you just said you're going to throw hands with the nigga. What the fuck? But listen, but that's the whole question. Oh, yeah. Like,
if the woman turned into a man and I know that
So if he was born a dude, fight him. So say if he was a dude and he's a chick now, you still gonna fight him?
First of all, no. If he punches me like a fucking nigga, though,
why not? So you came up punching a chick that became a dude, but you want to fight, but you don't want to hit the dude that became a chick. Why not?
I'm done with this fucking conversation.
Because it's a chick now. No, but no, it's a simple conversation. This is the podcast. We come in here, we talk on situations.
I can't hit a female.
But it was a dude. But same thing. That dude that you just punched out was a chick. A while back. You know, technically, you just knocked out a bitch. But you refused to punch that dude. So you see how that looks? See, it's like it's not double standards. It's just it. Exactly. That's why I'm in business. Because I touch on situations. That's why I told you in the beginning. We touch on situations that other people don't talk about. They talk about, equality and all that shit. The equality is exactly what we just talked about. What we just discussed, you knew that it was confusing? That's why no one talks about it. You don't hear the activists out there and the LGBTQ community on talk about what we just talked about because it's confusing and people won't understand it. So they try to nail it down to a simplified. We're gay. We have rights too. Simple as that. Like, it's double standards. A chick became a man. They deserve the rights. A man becomes a chick. They deserve the same rights. It's not about who they were or who they are. That may fuck your head up. But think about it.
You're telling me,
okay, if they were a chick, then they're a man.
A chick that become a man, I'm not supposed to hit them. And the man that became a chick.
No, I'm not saying you're not supposed to hit the chick that became a man. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you refuse to hit the chick because it was a dude, now it's a chick. But you're okay with hitting the chick that's now a dude. See, I'm not saying you should. But I'm saying you refuse to hit one person because they're who they are now. And you see how I think it's like just because the appearance looks one way and the origin was another way, you can't just go in and just go to a situation and just act blindly. You know, you assess things and see the bigger picture. Now, I don't know who I'm hitting both. Like you said, I'm hitting both of them, but I don't know who I'm gonna hit first. That's the big question. Who's getting hit first?
I'm definitely
hit. Simple as that. You know, will the lady man get hit first, or the manly?
And the dude that turned into a chick.
But this brings my next question: is it still gay if you smash and you didn't know that they were something else for men and women? So if a man smashes a chick and he found out that it was a dude before it was a chick, is it still gay? And if a chick had sex with...
No comment.
You know what I mean. I'm going to be completely honest. If I did not know that you were that, it's not gay. If I find out after we do it, we might throw hands, but we might not. I'm just saying, if I had no clue at all, but I found out later on that you were that, it's not gay because it happened and I had no knowledge. Now, if I go into the situation knowing, then that might be sus and you might got to vote me off. Just saying. it just, and if you did blatant, it just don't acknowledge the female part and just acknowledge that, okay, it was a man, then you just start out gay. It's three different ways you can go about this. But, you know, it's no here nor there. I'm just saying. Yeah, it happens. But that's because we're big brain. It's big brain time. But we're about to close it out in another 10 minutes. 10, 15 minutes, we're going to close out. Because I have to get ready to leave work. I say, wait, what time is it? So it's like, I say another 20 minutes. So we got another 20 minutes before we cut off. So, what else? What else can we talk about? The bullshit. I don't give a shit about Christmas. Lights off. Only thing I care about Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Now, I might go to church. I might not. Well, Jesus was born on Christmas. Well, I don't know what Bible you read from, but my Jesus was born on Christmas.
Okay. I want you to go ahead and read that Bible that you read again.
Well, I've been reading my Bible for years, for 21 years, and my Bible stated that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas.
Look it up and ask, if I look up on Google and it says otherwise, then what?
Then you got your information from Google. But see, I don't see this thing. I don't care. That's the thing on me. Like, Google may say that, but where the fuck Google get that information from? Jesus? No. Say, I don't really believe everything that I see online. That's what I'm saying. Like, if Google said it, then Google said it. But I believe that for 21 years, I've been celebrating Christmas, Jesus' birthday, for 21 years, and I'm not going to change up because Google says so. You know what I'm saying? Now, if Google say the earth about to get blown up, then we might have to talk about this thing. That's the story. We're like, yeah.
Because
now, we all know.
The earth about to blow up. We're going to talk about something different. We're going to go like, oh, earth. Blowy, blowy up? Okay. All right.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's going to split in half.
You're
going to believe gonna Google that says that.
But you're not going to believe Google when it's bitten. Theoretically, facts.
Listen, the facts. Where did Google get the facts, though? Where did Google get their facts? Tell me where they got their facts, and I might
First
believe.
Of all, I'm not going to love something that looks stupid. If it looks retarded and sounds retarded, I don't look up anything on Wikipedia. Wikipedia stuff can be edited on Wikipedia. That's why. I don't look up anything.
It's not even about. It's not about stupid or fake. It's about whatever you look up online. So you look up what Jesus' birthday is. I'm pretty sure you can look up three different. You can look up Firefox, Wikipedia, the Safari, Google, and I think some other internet joint that we used to do. Look up those five, and I bet they all five will give you five different birthdays.
First of all, Wikipedia,
for Jesus.
Like I said,
straight
Wikipedia
up
can be edited. So therefore, I don't look up anything on
there. But hey, no, I'm not saying you have. I'm just saying different avenues give you different information. I've learned that when I was in high school.
Bible say that
in my 12th year, mm-hmm. I would look up a lot of. It's common fact that shit ain't real. I was in 12th grade. I was in my senior year of high school. And I was doing this project. And I was looking up different stuff for my senior project. And different places I looked gave me different information. And while I was doing Bible study, different things gave me different answers and all that. So everything isn't just straight up, okay, I looked up and this is what it says. No, it's not. It's not the first thing you see. And that's why I don't really go off of what the internet says about the Bible. My black Bible that I stole from my Christian school, yes, niggas, I stole the Bible. That's why I don't feel that bad. I stole something holy. Okay, I didn't steal it, or I stole it. I'm not even gonna lie no more. I stole the Bible, okay? I borrowed it I never returned it. I stole the Bible. And my teacher, she knew I stole it, but she didn't care because nigga. And she said, like, oh, that's the Bible you stole. I said, yeah. Said, well, at least you stole something holy. And we went back to what she was doing. I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, yeah, she got me that one. I was like, I had that joke, like, holy, this is going on, like, what, 6 years now that I had that Bible? But that's what I'm saying, like, yeah, you may look it up. Wait, look it up now. Look it up now. Tell me what Jesus' birthday is.
I got unplugged my headphones.
Mm-hmm. You still hear me? All right, cool. Well, this girl gonna stop fucking texting me. Hey, bitch. I'm looking up right now. I'm type it. When is Jesus' birthday? And when is his real birthday? December 25th. Told you. Jesus was born on Christmas. Well, I don't know what Bible you read, my dude. I don't know what God you reading for, but my God was born on Christmas. Maybe Chrysler. What Bible you be reading, bro?
What Bible you be reading?
I walked on my dad having sex one time. Good thing they was under the sheets, but I knew. If I knew, I was good. I would be a good assassin. Even to this day, I can wear boots, and I'll still be quiet as hell in my house. I will literally sneak up on somebody in boots in my house, and they still get scared.
Yeah,
like, how the fuck do you not know I'm here? Well, it's because I'm a sneak. No. Trust me. I sneak up on everybody. When I came to work today, I had something with my manager and I scared the fuck out of her accidentally. I was looking out the window and she came around the corner. And she knew I was there. I was quiet as hell. For no reason, I was just quiet. I was just standing looking out the window and she got scared like shit. She went out of it. Like, I don't know. My dad and I, we are just very quiet people. We can literally have, sorry about that. Some chick tried to call me. We can literally have bells on, boots, and army gear, and we'll still be the quietest niggas in the room. I don't understand it. But it's like, I'm just a naturally quiet person. I'm a creep. So, yeah. But, like, depression, it's a real thing. And I don't tell many people about it.
One thing you need to do.
And I just really start to express it. It's been 11 years and I am
ass to start writing shit in the fucking role play that I put your ass in.
Well, if you haven't noticed, we have pay-per-views tomorrow. We have a pay-per-view on Sunday. Yeah, pay-per-view next Sunday. We have a fucking big ass of, we have a lot to do tomorrow. I have Bellator Battlegrounds coming in February. I'm trying to get new people in the league. So I have a lot of shit to do. And I still have to finish editing the fucking Discord for Bellator. And I have to fix my own characters. Because I have to still work on my own characters as long as they're. And plus, I'm trying to do this fucking GTA heist that I still have yet to finish. And plus, I'm trying to get back on YouTube. And plus, I'm trying to get podcasting. And plus, I'm trying to help y'all motherfuckers get new belts. And plus, I gotta figure out what fucking belt is Future gonna lose because he has 4 belts right now, which is starting to piss me off. So I do when I find time.
You never and plus, find time.
I'm the only nigga in there.
Because you never put anything in there.
I always find time, and you know I work, motherfucker. So I always need to. I try to find time, but as you can see, I'm always fucking busy. And plus, I gotta buy my turtle some lettuce tomorrow, so he won't fucking starve to death. Cause I love my nigga Charlie. And he's gonna be 3 years old next year. Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Maybe. And plus, I have a
join. Maybe you'll be able to fucking do do something, but
you fuck know. You. Fuck you. Well, I literally sent the message out today and all that and asked y'all, can y'all help me? Only person came was Comrade.
I was
at, he helped. Well, listen to me. Ain't my fault.
Don't say nothing fucking disrespectful.
It's a Friday. No, listen. It ain't my fault. It's like I got funerals on Fridays. That's a weekend thing, motherfucker. It's a weekend
First
thing.
First of all, the viewing was today.
You would have a
We're putting the body in
a funeral.
The Man. Ground tomorrow.
Exactly. See, you said a funeral. See, you got me all heated. RP to the deceased. But listen, I respect the dead.
Yeah, because my aunt will come out of the
grave. I ain't gonna go to the cemetery.
And I'll be
no disrespect
before you do anything.
No disrespect. I don't care who it is. You come out that grave at me, I'm gonna put you back in it. On the set. It's gonna be a bad, it's gonna be a cold day in hell when we get there. Yeah. I'm gonna go to hell for punching the pastor. I'm like, nigga, you have the power of God. You have the anointing. You said you didn't see that shit coming? Nigga came out the casket at me, bro. You gonna stand there like you still praying and shit? I'm getting beat up by a demon. At this point, it's a demon, because pretty sure a holy nigga ain't gonna come out the grave like that. You says. So what we talking about again? I'm like, I got sidetracked like this shit. So what time's the funeral?
I don't know. I'm not going.
Oh, that's cool.
Viewing today. I'm not going to the gravesite.
You like, yeah, it's nothing me. Like, so it did a good job.
The fuck, nigga.
What? I meant to do it. Did you do a good job?
I guess. I wasn't really thinking about that. But I was there.
What? Did she look good in the casket? That's a fucked up thing to ask.
Which is why I didn't figure out why the fuck you asked it.
No, it sounds like a good question in my head. Like, how she, because you know what I'm saying? Some people look busted in that bitch, some people look good in that bitch. I ain't just saying she look busted, or I'm just saying, like, did she look good? Did she look peaceful?
No,
she for that person.
Because she.
You had a forever life?
She died of cancer, my nigga.
But did she look somewhat okay? I'm gonna ask that question. You're not making the fun. You know, I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Because some people, I saw somebody one day, you know what I'm saying? Bro was fucked up. Bro was fucked up. Like, my dude looked like he died before he died, okay? That nigga was toe up for the flow up. Respect, though. I ain't gonna say the name because I don't remember who they was, but I know that I'm talking shit about somebody's daddy. I ain't never gonna say that ever again because I know. You know, I never call my dad daddy. I do every occasionally when I like when I'm jokingly. I want them. Like, yo, hey, daddy. I need this.
Was holding.
That's every
moment. In the fucking hole.
You see this, America? No respect. No respect.
What the hell are you talking about?
No respect. I don't know. This may have been the most controversial fucking podcast. Even though we went long, because, well, with Comrade, I ended the live so fast. It was only an hour, and we went past it. I didn't know we could go over an hour. That's why I ended it so quickly. So now I know. Oh, yeah, let's try to get Comrade on the next one, so have y'all two on the next one. Did you even hear the first one yet?
No. I definitely didn't. Oh, you trying to scream me out, huh?
Y'all the reason I had depression.
You're trying to scream me out, huh? That ain't gonna work.
Y'all the reason I had depression.
You're the reason why I can't get nobody in my fucking chat. Because you don't know how to fucking text.
Actually, nigga, so you tell me if I start texting, people gonna join? Nah. That's not how it works. We need to get people in there, and then we can start texting. okay? And you know I run the league. Say it again. I'm giving you a strike.
I don't even know what the word you just said just then.
Nah, you did. Nah, see, I won. You've been repeating.
Because you can't speak English? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, some cute ass white girl, the cute white one, her boyfriend, they came back from, I don't know where they came back from, but she had ice cream with her. And she said that they gave her extra ice cream. And she get out one of me. I love my job. Like, literally. People come by, ask me, don't need anything. They give me free ice cream. I fucking love this place. If someone fucks my job up, I'm going to kill them. I swear. I will commit murder if they make me not work here no more. I will work here for the next 50 years. Towards the
front of me standing in front of my TV.
I remember before I started working the security shit, I told my uncle and stuff, I might do this for like another year, maybe two. I think I'm gonna be here a lot longer than that. Because I love my job. Wee, wee, wee. I ain't an op. I'm just an op in disguise.
Oh, that's that big ass nigga. Okay.
Well, I am quite big. You know, I haven't hit in the gym. Like, I am.
Bitch, pass me the
ball. I can't talk sexual in the podcast. Nigga.
I'm a three-level shooter, and I can shoot a three. Bitch, give me the ball.
So,
2K, just to let you know.
So, nigga, I figured that. So, before this podcast is over, we got less than 3 minutes. Why aren't you pushing that angle with Akane and Akana Munjau, which that's what I kind of intended you to do?
Because it's retarded.
No, it's not. I'm trying to build something, and I need her to go after Akane. And Akane go after her, and not her go after Roxanne.
What's wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that? You don't like
because me? Roxanne's going for Akane. Because Roxanne's going after Emma Clark now. Beat.
Okay.
So what I'm going to beat, it's for a point I'm going to bring in 2020. Okay. 2021 is something I'm
good. You can beat her.
But so you need to do what I want.
You don't want Karen Moonchild to get no credit.
Because I literally have so good.
That's what you're saying.
I'm trying to build something for 2021. I literally said I'm trying to build something for 2021. But I'm not telling anyone what it is. If you don't just do what I ask, please.
Fucking scary ass motherfucker.
That's why I ignored you. And another thing, what the fuck? Contract signing for what?
Whooping that ass.
It made no sense. You said, I haven't debuted yet. But me for contract signing.
Because I need. Who the fuck are you? I need a fucking. Nigga, I haven't signed the contract yet. The fuck? I've been walking around contractless.
Nigga, did you get the memo?
What memo?
If you do me a favor and go to the go to the roster and look at the women's rosters. I forgot which one she's on, but I'm pretty sure I know which one she's on. Nigga, we sent you the memo.
I don't have a manager. The fuck? I can't keep up with those things.
We sent you the email. We signed that bitch last week.
You probably sent it to me when I was high. During those binge moments.
She got referenced. What? Somebody gave us a reference for her and we accepted it. Everything's digital now. Oh shit, you know what's funny? We owe you money.
Yeah.
We can close up the podcast on that one. You ain't getting that shit back because you just found out. So technically, it's not against the law. So yeah,
give him fucking money.
I just want to thank y'all, and I love y'all.
Excuse
Mr. Ben, and I will see y'all preferably next week or tomorrow. I don't know. But I'll see y'all in the next one because it's just I need an outro. I don't know what
that's supposed to be. It's just that talk. With but, Titan.
It's just that Titan talk. Hey, I like that. I love y'all. It's just that Titan talk. I'll see y'all in the next one. I love y'all. Stay humble. Stay humble. It's the best thing about it. I love y'all. Peace out. 3, 2, 1.